Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sarwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Dr. Ann Harris of Harris & Harris Dentistry about National Children's Dental Health Month. This is part two of a two-part interview. Is there any difference between how a child should be taking care of their teeth and how an adult should be taking care of their teeth?
I usually involve my parents in their oral hygiene. I think really until they're about 7 or 8, the moms and dads need to kind of be watching and encouraging. The dexterity's not so good. Some children are born with nice spacing, and some children are born crowded. So the more crowded they are, the more difficult it is to clean it well, and sometimes that's where I kind of get the parents more involved. Flossing is kind of a ideal situation, but it's very difficult for little children, even adults, to floss. So I think that brushing, you know, morning and for sure at bedtime is really important. A big thing I also feel for children and all people is it's not how much sugar you eat in the day, it's how often you're having sugar. Every time you have, whether it's a mouthful of candy or a bag of candy, your mouth goes into acid for almost 30 minutes. So it's very detrimental for people who are constantly sipping on, say, soda pop with high sugar in it or coffee with sugar. Sometimes people think, oh, I'm just sucking on a cough drop. But if that cough drop has sugar in it, this is like bathing your mouth in sugar and can cause a lot of cavity to occur. Most people don't really understand that. So what I encourage mothers and fathers is that when it's dessert, like after lunch, after dinner, is a good time for your child to have their dessert because they've been eating other foods and that'll help neutralize. And I think you want to avoid the frequency of sugars, whether it's in drinks or whether it's in candy. Anything especially that's more sticky is going to get into the grooves of the teeth and cause more decay issues. And I guess the biggest thing, too, I would say about baby teeth or what we call primary teeth is that cavities can happen very rapidly in them. They are not as mineralized as permanent teeth nor as thick as permanent teeth. So in a short time, in a six-month window, a tooth can develop a cavity, and in a few months you could have a nerve involvement. So that's why regular care and having the children see the dentist, you know, routinely is good. And some families have higher cavity histories. That's kind of what happens. It's like there is genetic components to dental disease, just like other diseases. You inherit, you know, how crowded your teeth are. You can inherit bacteria. We pass bacteria. Babies aren't born with oral bacteria. They get them from the saliva of their parents and the people, you know, who we kiss and we, you know, share our lives with. I think, you know, you kind of have to know if you tend to be of a family that has a lot of cavities in your family or you as a parent have had that, you want to be really proactive with your children so that you're getting them regular care, you're helping them with their brushing.
Anything else that you'd like to let people know about as far as Children's Dental Health Month is concerned?
There's a lot of preventive things that have come, like I said, in the last 60 years or so, and even I've been practicing dentistry over 30. Sealants is a great thing that can be placed on teeth, whether primary teeth or definitely the six-year molars for children, to help prevent decays in the fissures and grooves. These have to be placed before there is a cavity. But there's lots of research that shows if these sealants are done properly, that they not only help that tooth, but it helps eliminate a lot of bad bacteria in the whole mouth. So there's sealants, there's fluorides. Another thing that people should know is that I think it's a few years old now. It's probably about 5 years. But in the state of Iowa, children who are starting kindergarten must have a dental screening. And that can be with a dentist, a dental hygienist, or I think a school nurse. But when they go to ninth grade, when they go to high school, they must have a dental exam. This is kind of new, so I just want people who are interested in their children and understanding when they're going to school. As I said, a lot of times people didn't go to the dentist till they started school. And that still happens. I see a lot of patients whose their first checkup is maybe when they're 5 or 6 years old, but I'm also now seeing children who are 3 and under for just a visual exam to make sure they don't have any problems that need a pediatric dentist who could handle or manage some special needs for more of a baby-type child.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Dr. Ann Harris. This has been part two of a two-part interview. Find this program and part one at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.